Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. We are back in the Next Chapters series, and this is one of my favorites because we get to talk to people who've been change makers in their lives and in our world. And Russ Snyder is one of those people. Welcome, Russ.
Yeah, thanks, Joanne. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
You've got an interesting background. You started your career in the business world, specifically in association management at one of those big players in the association field, Smith Buckland.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah. Yep. Somehow you got bitten by the nonprofit bug. That's how we met. And now you're the CEO of Volunteers of America, Chesapeake, and the Carolinas. Interestingly, you made a major life-changing move and left Maryland a few years ago to move to someplace in rural North Carolina, some little town. And somewhere along the way, you became an ordained minister. So lots of next chapters.
Yeah.
Do I have pretty close?
Pretty close, yeah.
All right, I want to start with your first chapter. Your life leading to the major association management company. How'd you wind up in that role?
Well, my dad was a professional trade association executive, and he worked years in different industry associations. And when I graduated from college, I was actually graduated economics and finance degree, and I ended up getting into the real estate world and worked in a couple different areas. But my dad said to me about, 1987, he said, "Hey, why don't you come work with me? We'll start an association management company." And I had no clue what he was talking about. "You can run the business and we'll work together." So that was a wonderful experience in my life. And my dad, who was the executive vice president of one of the trade associations, we expanded it over a few years, and we formed a multi-management trade association management company. So that's how I got started and worked with my dad, which was one of the pleasures of my life and my career for about 10 years.
Oh, that is really cool. I didn't know that backstory about you and your father forming a company.
Huh. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. It was a wonderful experience being with him.
So tell me, what were the kind of the orchids and the onions at that juncture in your career?
Yeah, I mean, one of the orchids that, as I just explained, I mean, working with my dad and just getting to know him at a professional level and, learning the ropes, so to speak, that was just a wonderful experience and helped open my eyes and, a new world around, different industry groups that we were managing at the time. And so that was a great experience. I had the opportunity to do work on the Capitol, at the Capitol, as a working for trade associations and kind of influencing regulation and legislation. So that was a wonderful, wonderful experience. Some of the onions of that were traveling and being away from my family a good bit during that time frame, internationally as well as across the United States. But I think it was the other onion I would say during that experience in the association managed world was not really feeling like I was serving for a purpose. We're doing a job, and that servanthood was, one of the areas I think God was leading me over the years to work through. But I wouldn't call it an onion. It just was, I was not, fulfilling what my inner self was growing towards, with my faith. So I think that was one area that to mention to you.
Was your father your first mentor?
No, I had a Fulbright colonel who mentored me and continued to mentor me until he passed away in the early 90s. But he was in the property management, real estate business, and he mentored me for the first part of my career.
Okay.
Colonel Charlie Edwards. What a great guy.
Colonel Charlie Edwards. I know you just mentioned your faith. And what I know about you is that you are driven by your core values. So during that period, was there a misalignment or just not a fulfillment?
Probably not a fulfillment. I think the alignment was there. One of the reasons I think the trade association world really appealed to me was the fact that, I'm a collaboration type of guy, relationship builder, kind of work through the vision that I had for representing the various associations. I worked for the Greeting Card Association, the National Candle Association, the Roof Coating Manufacturers Association. So there are a lot of different industry groups I represented, but I think that collaboration and kind of working on the relationships helped me when I was working on the Hill, helped me in the state capitals, helped me with kind of moving the needle with the trade associations on their plans and where they wanted to head. However, I think in during my faith walk, I really experienced a transformation in my heart to really look at how am I really helping the world? I'm helping industries not be overregulated or not be bound by legislation that's going to hurt them financially. So I think God was working in my heart to do something different, and that was part of my faith walk through my church, which is the United Methodist Church at the time. And getting closer to wanting to do something different. So I think it wasn't really misalignment. It was just kind of growth. It was growth and learning that the relationships I had and where I was headed would help me probably in a nonprofit world where I'm at right now.
So that was what I wanted to talk about. Life in the nonprofit world. How did the business career prepare you for set for success in the nonprofit world?
Yeah, it was when I first started in 2009, and in the providing as a CEO of Volunteers America Chesapeake and Carolina, it was a question that I would get often from reporters who were doing stories on my entry into the nonprofit world, and my response was always, it was like the nexus of my career and the nexus of my faith walk and my personal relationships. So that nexus of having a business background, educated as in economics and finance, working in the business world for a number of years, representing industries, it really helped me navigate the challenges I had when I started with the affiliate that I work for, Volunteers America Chesapeake and Carolinas, to navigate through some very challenging times. It was a turnaround. I had to rehire all the executive team. I had to basically reinstall a board of directors. It was a really not a good time for Volunteers America Chesapeake and Carolinas in 2009 when I started. $2 million down and as a loss from the year before. It was just very, very mismanaged. So I think my faith walk with God led me there. God enabled me to hire great leaders underneath me to move the organization to more successful trajectory. And I think the business world really helped me. It helped me navigate through the challenging times, and my relationship building with trade associations helped me build a board fairly quickly.
So then it was a natural turning point for you.
It was, yeah, it really was. I remember when I was working at the last organization in the association management side, I started a prayer group within the company, and it wasn't something everybody took part of, but it was like after hours, or it was having coffee in the morning, and I realized at that time that God was changing my heart to do something different for people, for the world, and I chose to leave in 2009 because I really didn't feel I was being who I my truly my true self was. I wanted to minister. I wanted to actually serve God and talk about God and openly do that in a company. And so that's why I chose to leave the association management world. I just didn't think it was where I was the right fit anymore. So it was a smooth transition. I just knew it was time for me to go.
So, who were your cheerleaders as you made the transition?
Yeah, that's a great. My dad was a huge cheerleader. He had retired in 1996, and so he was still wise and full of life in 2008 when I was considering this. And he said, you really should consider doing this. If you're not liking what you're doing and you feel it's kind of holding you back from where you think God is leading you, then that you need to make that call. And the other, I think, influencers. Several. I mean, my wife was very supportive. I remember when I said, "Hey, I don't want to do this anymore." She goes, "Well, we have two kids going to college in the next 3 years." I said, "Well, don't worry about it. We'll be all right." And she was a big supporter. She said, "Okay, if that's what you want to do, sounds about right." And I think the third person that was very influential with me is Pastor Richard Hoag, who became a incredible mentor for me back when I was in going through some difficult times in the late 90s. And he stepped up and got me very active in the church, did mission work with him, international, as well as in prison ministry with him. And then he just said, you can do it. You just make the move and have faith. And he still is a great friend of mine, and we stay in touch. But yeah, he was one of one of the key influencers in helping me move from the for-profit world to the nonprofit world.
Were there any skeptics?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have a really good friend who's retiring in another year here in Volunteers America, and I always laugh at, and we laugh at each other. And I said, "Well, you gave me the once over because you didn't think I knew what I was doing in the nonprofit world." And I said, "I bet you had a wager on me that I wasn't going to succeed in the first year." He said, "I wouldn't have done that to you." But yeah, I think there were a lot of skeptics internally because Volunteers America is a human service and health service and housing solutions provider, supporting those most vulnerable in the community. I didn't have any experience around it. And I think people were skeptical about it. But he and I were talking the other day, actually, in person. I saw his name's Jeff, and I saw him at a meeting, and he said, "I knew you'd be all right when you told me that a year before you thought about going into the nonprofit world, you worked at a homeless shelter for about a year and you volunteered there." He said, "I knew you'd be okay after that." So yeah, I had skeptics, but I think I won them over.
I love that. I love that. I want to continue this conversation. we're kind of running out of time now. I want to talk about the work that you're doing at VOA. I hope you'll have time for another conversation because it's interesting work and it's such meaningful work.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about it. It's a wonderful
Thank you.
organization.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Russ. We will talk again soon.
Sounds great.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.